Hello and welcome to episode 0 of the Amityville Heroes. This is the character creation process. I edited it down pretty severely, so it's just their first stories and their crossing paths. And we will start out with the first story of the character played by Shannon, known as Obscurity.
My character's name is Ainsley Bryan, a.k.a. Obscurity. She's kind of a short, petite, pudgy blonde, very friendly do-gooder, works with the local police department as a detective and super sleuth. She has invisibility powers, but is kind of clumsy. She's helpful. She likes people. Trusting, trustworthy. Like, she's kind of a pink version of Carmen Sandiego. Got a cool detective hat, but she likes the color pink. My first story takes place when she was still in college in a sorority house, and their college mascot was stolen. So she's going out with, like, sorority sisters to try and, like, sneak around and get it back. And they almost get caught, and the other girl's like, bleh, you know, and run away. And she, like, froze, like she was scared. And then she realized that nobody was reacting to her being there. So, like, she went invisible. That was the first time she went. So then she was able to get the mascot back on her own and save the day.
Next we have Kyle's character, Basalt.
So my character's name is Murray McIntosh. He's a bigger, stocky, dark-toned man. Dark hair, short, green eyes, always wearing natural-toned browns, greens. He is often called Basalt. Not because he actually uses a lot of basalt. It's mostly because people's ignorance see him in black rock, and it's usually just the blacktop concrete that he tears up to form armor and such. He kind of does what he does for money to try to help his community. The community kind of has rallied around him as like a leader type, even though he has no actual position of power within the city. When stressed out or driven into a corner, he becomes unpredictable, willing to risk it all if need be. He doesn't really like to get into confrontation unless he absolutely has to. While he doesn't have any sort of superhero attire, he often does hide his identity with rocks and such. Whilst on a hunting trip, was attacked by a bear. After stumbling in the small river, I found that the earth was pouring over me, protecting me from the bear's mauls.
Up next is Reem, played by Dee.
My guy is Lyle Horton. He's male, normally found in street clothes, like cargo shorts, a jacket, t-shirt. Hair is short, brown, and spiky. He's slimmer, not really tall though, more medium height. Powers are paper construct, impermeable paper, held creations, living paper. He wants to see how far his powers can take him. He doesn't quite fit in well. He's overly flashy, but he's widely known. And he's prideful of his work. Around age 15, walking home from buying fresh printer paper, heard a scream from an alleyway, looked down at seeing a woman being harassed by two men. They had knives, no other way to stop them. Tried using the already discovered power that he had, using the paper to blind their faces and mask movements, hold hands, and she ran away. Thanking anyone just in a fright.
Now it's time for Crossing Paths. In Crossing Paths, each of the characters tells a story about one another and how they have interacted in the past. The first Crossing Paths are Obscurity and Basalt.
Ainsley helped Murray discover the whereabouts of a criminal who broke into Murray's bar. After finding the criminal, he escaped and a brawl ensued. They had each other's backs, bringing down the man.
So, this is following the whole bar incident, so we know each other. My character seeks him out for help in finding some stolen museum artifacts. So she's, like, kind of tracking them down to their suspected location, but they're believed to be buried. And since she's not the most gentlest of people, she doesn't trust her own unearthing skills. So she enlists Murray to carefully kind of find their whereabouts.
Now we have Basalt crossing paths with Reem.
In a very speed-like situation. A bus is strapped with a bomb. It is rolling towards a bridge that has also been strapped with a bomb and has already blown up, while the main city or town's heroes are off fighting the villain. Me and him have to decide on how to save the bus. After a bit of arguing, we come to the conclusion that we're going to use him as the road and the paper I have as supports to finish the bridge so the bus can roll over it.
All right. Lyle was hired at Murray's brother's wedding to display floating paper lotuses. Murray drunkenly distracted Lyle and screwed up the show. A rude exchange occurred before Murray was taken away, so no blows were traded.
And finally, we have the crossing paths between Obscurity and Ream.
So my character's looking for a new hobby to de-stress, because her job really gets to her sometimes. You know, crimes and all that. So she decides on origami. So she hears about this local guy with awesome paper powers. So she gets in contact with him and starts lessons under his tutelage and signs up for a 6-week course in paper folding.
Well, on a low-key investigation at a residence, a shopping market across the street was attacked by a group of known violent gang members. She was asked to serve as an impromptu hostage negotiator. Me happened to be walking down the street, was asked to help in getting the hostages out. I decide to go around back and make paper dummies, send them in. While the gang members are focused on them, she manages to sneak up and catch the leader off guard, defusing the situation.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to episode 0. I hope this gave you a little more insight on the characters that they will be playing. Sorry, everything was edited out. That was my phone, but that's how it goes. All right. See you next time, hero people. I guess.